love Tess on the days at the top. I will learn this for a full shlema for a refoil. Omer of Chizda, in a kohanim rishoim lokuf kishrei et bolseihem, at shiyazru peneem in atzibur. The kohanim have to hold their hands up, like they do by Birkas Kohanim, right, until they turn around from the tzibur. At kovar atzibur, they shouldn't put their hands down and put their fingers down until they turn away from the tzibur. Omer of Zeir of Chizda, in a kore rishoi likros kohanim, at shiyichlo omen pi atzibur. The Kore shouldn't call Kohanim till the Tzibur finishes saying Amen to the bracha of Hatov Shimcho Lechon Noel Ahodos. Ve'ena Kohanim Rishoyim, and Mistam over here it means Rove of the Tzibur, because not everybody has to hear the person calling the Kohanim. Ve'ena Kohanim Rishoyim Lahaskel Bebracha Chiyich Ledibur Mipi Akore. And the Kohanim don't start Birkas Kohanim until the Kore finishes saying Kohanim. So if he is Marich in it, so they can't start till he finishes. And therefore, the proper thing is that everybody who's saying things responsibly should say them short and finish sharply. So, you know, when he finishes, so they can start. Ve'inat Tzibur Rishoyim Lanos Omeid Atshetich Lebrochem V'pi HaKohanim. And the Tzibur can't answer Amen until the Kohanim finishing saying the bracha. Then a Kohanim Rishoyim Lahaslu B'bracha Acheres Atshichlo Amen Pi Atzibur. And the Kohanim can't start another bracha until everybody finishes saying Amen, because otherwise there's two kolos. Some people are answering Amen and the Kohanim are saying the bracha, and not everybody can hear. You can't hear two kolos at the same time. So it has to be one at that time, and therefore you can't mix them together. Okay. Omar Reb Zeira, Omar Rav Chizda, Ein HaKohanim Rishoyim Lahazir Pneya Min HaTzibur Ad Sheyaskel Tzibur V'Shim Shalom. The Kohanim don't turn around again towards the Aron Kodesh and face away from the Tzibur till the Shliach Tzibur starts Shim Shalom. The Einam Rishoyim Lakar Ragleim V'Leilech, and they don't go off the Duchen, go back to their seats Ad Sheyigmer Shliach Tzibur Shim Shalom, until the Shliach Tzibur finishes HaMavorech HaSamayso B'Shalom. And our minig is that they don't go down till after Kaddish. Vorem Rav Zeir, Om Rav Chizda, Ein HaTzibur Rishoyim Lanos Omein HaChetich LeBrochem Mipi HaKorei. Same thing goes by Kriyas HaTorah. The Tzibur can't answer Omein till the end of the bracha of the person who's making the bracha la Torah. Ve'ein HaKorei Rishoyim Likros B'Torah HaChetich LeOm Mipi HaTzibur. And the Balkorei can't start laning until everybody answers Omein, finishes answering Amen to the bracha of the Kore, of the Bevorich. The Ein HaMetargim Rishoy Lahaskel B'Targum Ad Sheyich LePasuk Mipi HaKore. The Metargim can't say the Targum. They used to say a Pasuk and then the Targum of that Pasuk. So the Metargim can't start saying the Targum till the Kore finishes that Pasuk. Otherwise, like we said, there's two kolos and people can't hear. The Ein HaKori Rishoy Lahaskel B'Pasuk Acher Ad Sheyich LeTargum Pi HaMetargim. The same thing goes. The Kore can't start the next Pasuk till the Metargim finishes. What? No chidushim. It's halachas. They're pashut because they were, these halachas were said in the Gemara and you're used to them. But if they weren't said in the Gemara and they weren't when they put in halacha, you wouldn't be so used to them, so it wouldn't be so pashut. What? Hamaftir. Okay. Tzirashi. Lokuv kishu etzboseihem, sheposhtim etzboseihem kishimavorchim. Alachar shegomru sogrim ekrof v'shalohem kisharbiyon. If they want to, they can take their fingers down after Birkas Kohanim. They don't have to. They can walk around like that all day if they want. But if they want to, they can stop putting their fingers out and hold their hands normal. Kesher etzbohu achulio shekofin uposhtim bohen. The hold out knuckles, the places where their fingers bend. Ena kore shliach tzibur shekori kohanim shiach ziru pneim lezvarich. The shliach tzibur, he's the kore, he calls out kohanim. So until he finishes, the kohanim don't start making their bracha. Amen shel birka soldah. And he can't start until the Shliach Tzibur finishes answering Amen to Hatov Shimcha. Dibur Kohanim, and the Kohanim don't start to say their bracha till the Tzibur finishes their Amen to the Birchas, the bracha on Birchas Kohanim. lach or raglayim, and they don't go min aduchan, they don't leave the duchan, ela omdim kfufim lifnei ateva, they stand before the Aron Kodesh, and don't go down until the end of Shemoneh Esrei, till Hamavorech Samuiz Lavasholom. Yeshul Mikan Seder Nesias Kapayim. So now Rashi goes over, according to all of this, what the Seder of Nesias Kapayim is. Kachu. Oke Ragla Bavoda Nimkomo. He's going through all the halachos because he skips the fact that they have to wash their hands. But he's going from the time that they're Oke Raglehem, Bavoda, from Ritzei, right? Before the end of Ritzei, they have to go move towards the Duchen. Ubal Lifnei Ateva. Umispal Yirotzen Shetei Abrocha. And while the Shliach Tzibur is saying the tefillah, he there mispalo yirotzon shetei bracha zu shetzivisonu, right? That should be niskabel kidleel umarich ba at shetichlo amen shel hodah mipi tzibur, and they are marich with that bracha. So the amen that the tzibur says on hatov shimcha lechonu hodah, so goes on their bracha too. Ushliach tzibur, and they don't say that out loud; they say it to themselves. Ushliach tzibur korei kohanim, and then the shliach tzibur, or like our minig is somebody else, calls out kohanim. Im shnayim heim, if there's two kohanim, dim yachid hu eino korei, and if there's no two, then nobody calls them, and he himself turns around and starts to say the brach on berchas kohanim. V'hu mazur ponem me'elov kedabaya domer le'el le'echad ein korei kohanim. U'kshikola dibur mipi korei, when the person who says kohanim finishes saying kohanim, right, so he should say it chad v'chola kohanim. Not, you know, be marich with the nigun, so it's not clear when he finishes. So mipi akorim bevorech asher kedishanu. Then they start the bracha asher kedishanu b'kedushaso shel Aaron. The acher kaf schilin bebracha, right? Kishikala amen achrom mipi tzibur, right? Hein magzirim peneim v'kofin kishreim emrotzim u'shliach tzibur maskusim shalom v'kohanim ispalim ribon shalolam asinu mashigozar toleinu. The Amrinon bo ad the umarichin bo ad shetichle bracha mipi shliach tzibur v'okrun ragleiv v'holchim lohem. That's the seder, right? They say the bracha and they wait to start the new bracha till everybody finishes saying amen, and then when the last bracha is over, right? They wait. They turn back to what's it called, to the Aron Kodesh, and the they stay there until after Sim Shalom is over, and then they can go home and then go back. Same thing goes with Kriyas HaTorah. The Korei can't start reading till the Mavarech finishes Birchas HaTorah. The Chol Hani Mishum Detrei Koli Lo Mishtamai. All these things are for the same reason, that you can't hear two things at the same time. And people have to hear the Kriya. So if they're hearing the Amen from the Tzibur and the Kriya at the same time, it's they're hearing two things. They can't be Yotze. Ad Shetigol Sefer Torah Bibit V'chosov. We didn't get it yet. Omer Rav Tanchum, Omer Rav Yishuv ben Levi. Hamafter benovi tzor shikr b'torah t'chila. Person can't get a haftorah unless he got an aliyah. So the mafter gets the last aliyah, and he also says the haftorah. Omer Rav Tanchum, Omer Rav Yishuv ben Levi. Ein hamafter reshoi lahafter benovi ad shigol sefer Torah. The mafter can't start the haftorah till the glila is over, till they cover the Sefer Torah, because the people who are making glila have to hear the haftorah too. If they're busy with the glila, they're not going to be able to hear it. However, that's only when the mappa, the mantle is put on. After that, all the other things that are put on, you don't have to wait to start the haftorah till they're finished. V'om Rav Tanchum, Om Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Ein Shliach Tzibur Rishai Lahafshit Es Ateva B'Tzibur, V'nei Kovet HaTzibur. Right? They used to bring the Sefer Torah, Rashi says, from another place. They used to keep it safely put in another room. They didn't put it in the Aron Kodesh because people could steal it or whatever. They didn't have safes. So they kept it in another place, and they brought it in to the shul for Kriyas HaTorah. And then they returned it to that place, brought it outside the shul, and returned it to that safe place. So what they used to do is, before they would bring the Sefer Torah in, they would put all kinds of nice decorations around the bima, that's covered for the Sefer Torah. So when they put the Sefer Torah back, they didn't take the decorations down and make everybody wait. They took the Sefer Torah out, and later, after davening was over, they took away the separation. We cover that tzibur. V'om Rav Tanchum, Om Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Ein at tzibur, Rishayim lotzeis, Ad shinotl Sefer Torah, V'niyot m'komo. So Rashi said it's talking only in that case where they brought the Sefer Torah out of the shul somewhere else. Nobody can leave before the Sefer Torah leaves. Okay, and we hold also that even if the Sefer Torah is put in the Aron Kodesh, you can't leave the shul till the Sefer Torah is put back in the Aron Kodesh. The Aniyah Bimkomo. Shmuel Omer at Shietze, at Shietze. And Shmuel says no, until the Sefer Torah, leaves the shul. Velo plige. Ha de ika pischach rina. Ha de leka pischach rina. If there's another door to you don't have to wait till the Sefer Torah leaves completely. You can go out the other door. Right? But if there's no other door, you can't go out before the Sefer Torah goes out completely. Omar Rava Barahina Asbara Li Achri Hashem Elokeichu Kelechu. So Barahina explained to me, it's based on the pasuk Achri Hashem Elokeichu. You should walk after the Rabban Hashem. Don't walk out before the Sefer Torah. Rashi. Ad Sheichlo Omen Shel Birchas HaTorah. The Chol Hani Mishum De Trei Kol Lamishdamoy. Ad She Tigol Sefer Torah B'mit Bechosov. Kedei Shlo Yum HaGololim Trudim L'Shmo HaTorah Mipiam After. They shouldn't be busy with Glila, right, and putting the mantle on the Sefer Torah and not be able to listen to the Haftorah. Lahav Shit HaTeva B'tzibur Kozman Shatzir V'Sakneses Shoyadarkum L'Hovi Sefer Torah M'Vayisacher. Like we said, they used to bring the Sefer Torah out from outside the shul, from a place that was safe. Shemishtamer Bol L'Beis HaKnesses U'Porsim B'Godim Noim Soviv HaTeva. They used to put nice decorations around the Aron, around the Bimo, Manichin Oso B'Socha, and then they would put the Sefer Torah into the Aron and then take it out of the Aron for Kriyas HaTorah. Kshiyotzim Misham V'Notlin Sefer Torah Lichu L'Beis HaMishtamer Bo. And when they would leave after Kriyas HaTorah, they would take the Sefer Torah out of the shul, right? So lo yafshitu habigodim in ateva bifnei atzibur shetorach tzibur laakiv shom at sefer Torah im sefer Torah elamolik sefer Torah lebeiso umenicho vehaam yotzim achrov veyachrakach ubo umafshit es ateva. Right, what they did is they let the sefer Torah go out first. People followed the sefer Torah out, and then when they came back, what's it called, after the tefillah, then they took off the decorations. Didn't make the tzibur wait and delay the davening to take off the decorations. Ika pischach rina, mishenotel sefer Torah lotzeis derech pischo harotz lotzeis the pesach acher yotze. If there's another door out, another exit, so as soon as the sefer Torah is ready to go out the first door, you can leave through the second door. You have to leave early. Vafilo lo yotze sefer Torah, right? But even if the sefer Torah hasn't yet left, but it's ready to leave, you can leave also. Leka pischach rina, if there's no other door, and the Sefer Torah and you are going out the same door, then you have to wait till the Sefer Torah goes out first. Then, achrina nochon shietze Sefer Torah tchila, velo yetze ha'odam bepesach lifnei Sefer Torah. Barahina asperli, chocham shishmo, barahina asperli, hevinani tamo shaldov. Explain to him the reason why you don't walk out in front of the Sefer Torah, based on the pasuk, achre Hashem elokeichem teilechu. Tomorrow we'll see when exactly this is said, and if it's said, and where it's said. But for in some situation, these psukim are supposed to be said by the tzibur during Birkas Kohanim. Mahein Omrim. What does the tzibur say when the Kohanim are giving the bracha? Omrab Zera. And in some sedurim, these things are said. Lamaisa, we don't say it. We'll see tomorrow why. Omrab Zera. Omer of Chizda, Baruch Hashem Alochev Giburei Koach. One pasuk they say is Baruch Hashem Alochev Giburei Koach. Second pasuk, Baruch Hashem Kol Tzvav Mishorsev Osei Ritzono, Baruch Hashem Kol Maisov. Okay, Bechol Ham Mekomos Meshalto, Baruch Inafsi Es Hashem. So basically three psukim, right? Keneged the three brachos. B'Musafei De Shabbos Amayin Omrim, and Musaf of Shabbos when there's duchening, they say some other psukim. Omer Rav Yossi, Shir HaMalos, Hinei Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Avdei Hashem, Suya Deichem Kodesh U Baruch Hu Hashem, Baruch Hashem Mitzion, Shochen Yerushalayim Haleluka. They substitute these three psukim on what's it called, on Musaf of Shabbos. V'lei Manom Yivorech Hashem Mitzion, Dichsi Bahu Inyana, let him say that pasuk also, Yivorech Hashem Mitzion. Om Rav Yehuda, Breder of Shim Bar Pazi, Mitoshe Hischu, B'Brichosav Shlakonish Baruch Hu, Messiah B'Brichosav Shlakonish Baruch Hu. Right? Since it's talking about blessing Hashem, not Hashem blessing you, so you finish with a blessing to the Rabban Shalom. b'minchos de tanis of my amri, mincha of a tainis. And even though there's a machlokis, whether you duchen by mincha of a tainis, and we paskin you don't duchen by mincha of a tainis, right? Lamaisa though, that's only if you daven mincha earlier. But if you daven mincha late, after plaga mincha, then our minig is to duchen even by mincha v'tainis. Normally you don't duchen by mincha v'tainis, because normally you don't duchen by mincha because people could be drunk by then. They eat their meal and they drink, so the kohanim never duchen by mincha. But on mincha v'tainis, that's not shayach, because people aren't eating or drinking. So there's a shita in the Tanoim and the Mishnah in Tainis that you duchen by mincha v'tainis. Lamaisa, we don't ask him like that. We ask him that you don't duchen by mincha v'tainis. You shouldn't mix it up with a regular mincha. But if mincha is late by plaga mincha, right, after plaga mincha, then it's similar to ne'ila where you do duchen, right, and therefore what's it called, the minig is to duchen, what's it called, if you daven mincha after plaga mincha and tainis. Okay. My amre, so what do they say by mincha the tainis? Om ravacha bar Yaakov, im avoneinu onu bonu Hashem asei l'man shemecha. Since a tainis is for kaporis avonos, for tshuva, so we say this psukim about tshuva. Nikvi Yisrael noshio be'isora, loma tiye kager be'eretz, loma tiye ki ish nidham, kegiber lo yuchal lo shia. All these things are considered bracha because you're using the tainis for what it's supposed to be used. See Rashi. Ha'am mahim omrim, shi'iru masbirei ponim, they should look like they're happy in accepting the bracha. Umoldim lefonav al birchos of laharo shehem nochos lehem. They were happy to get the bracha of the Rebbe Shem. What psukim should they say to show that they're happy to receive birchas kohanim? Baruch Hashem alochid, Baruch Hashem kol tzvav, Baruch Hashem kol maisav, sholosh mikros hein, keneged gimel brachos. Three psukim keneged the three brachos. B'musle de shabsa, shehu nesias kapayim, right? Chodosh, she'eno b'chol, right, this is an extra nesias kapayim by Musaf, which isn't during the week. During the week is only by Shachris. And here there's an extra one by Musaf. Tzorech l'chadish es divrei ha'a. So you have to say something new. So what psukim they say? Baruch Hashem mitzion, eino b'oso mizmor. V'haino de kaporich, right, so that's possible. Baruch Hashem mitzion is not in the same mizmor as the other two. The name of Yevorech Hashem mitzion, which is in that mizmor. D'chsi b'hi an yonah. Right, say the third pasuk, Yevorech Hashem mitzion. So it says, no, since the brachas are talking about giving a bracha to the Rabbanu Shalom, not the Rabbanu Shalom giving you a bracha, so therefore we give you the third pasuk that's not in that mizmor. But minchas of the tanisa shenosim bo kapayim, masha ein kein b'shar minochos, mishum shikrus. Normally at mincha you don't duchen, because we're afraid people will be drunk, right? The kohanim will be drunk, and they can't duchen when they're drunk. So we never duchen by mincha, but on a tainis where that's not shayach, so there's a shita in the Mishnah that holds you do duchen. And even though we don't paskin like that shita, right, like we said, the minig is if you daven mincha after plaga mincha, you do duchen. Kedamrina meseches tainis perik basra. Okay, tomorrow we'll see there's more different psukim, and also the Gemara will discuss when exactly they said these psukim, where they said them, and if you're supposed to say them or not say them. What? What? From Rishonim. Let's say that what's even the Mandi Omro says that you don't duchen by Ne'ila, you do, and what? What?
Where does it come from that somebody else is Kohanim, not the Shatz?
And not the Shatz?
Yeah.
Because Machlokis, whether what's it called, whether it's a Hefsik in Tzvila or not.